Podsecular Customs and Collins, episode 38.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey guys, welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spell Chick.
And I'm Feel the Thunder. Woo! Yeah!
Feel the Thunder is co-hosting with us this week. And this is the episode where we talk about customs and call-ins. So it's your custom games, voicemails people have called in, tales from the foxhole, shout-outs, and all kinds of other good stuff.
Yeah.
So let's get going.
Word. I'm excited. I got one here from Crazy Eminem. And no, not the rapper. And no, not the candy wrapper of the candy. This guy, his name's Crazy M-N-M. So, yeah, it's called Knockout. Starting weapon, weapons on upper plot pistol, no grenades or vehicles, overshield, no sensor on, best put on lockout, best play with more than four people, divide teams 2-4, you know what I mean. Anyways, everyone goes to the middle of lockout, one team stands in the corner, other team stands in the opposite corner, someone who's not on either team goes, and then it says, go! And the two teams are boxing matches, Melee's only. What's a melee?
He's talking about melee.
Oh, melee's only. Okay.
Like when people say melee. Melee's only.
Melee.
It's M-E-L-E-E. There's your spelling. Anyways, no shooting. Just whacking. The winning team is the only is the one with the last person standing. Yeah.
Cool.
He also had another good idea for a game. It's called Basketball. Ball game on lockout. Best play with six people, three per team. The court is a center square. It's passed to oddball between teammates. And no one can hold the ball for more than 3 seconds. Score a point. You have to throw the ball into your goal. Two goals are the PR tower, sniper tower. Yeah. No shooting. Also.
No shooting. So, yeah. Woo. All right. Next we have Run or Die by Dylan G. Here's the setup. Oddball, no shields, no radar, no weapons on the map, no grenades. Alright, here's your starting weapon is a Magnum, and you have no secondary weapon. No effects when picking up the ball, like speed, toughness, none of that. One ball, team play on, betrayals off, so there's no team killing, one life, and three rounds, and it's best played on lockout or any small map. The rules, there's two teams, red versus blue. There is one person on the blue team, the rest on red. The game starts, and the main thing is nobody on the red team can pick up the oddball, nor kill the person on the blue team who holds it. The idea of the game is not to get killed. You have to run away from the person with the oddball. You have only one life. You can't shoot at or hurt the person with the oddball. You can hide for the whole game until there's only 1 minute left. Then you have to run around the map like a headless chicken. The person with the ball has to chase down and beat down every person on the other team. He can only beat down, and it's fun, because the person with the ball is the same speed as everyone else. That means he can be right behind you chasing you, and you can hear him swinging at you trying to get the assassination. The person or people who survive at the end of the round win. Have fun.
Sounds like Juggernaut.
Yeah.
Except you don't get any special capabilities for being Juggernaut. The only problem with that is, you run just as fast as everyone else, so, and you can only beat down, so you can only have a super short range, all you can do is sneak up on someone, and if there's multiple people, that might be kind of rough. So, I would think you'd probably want to play this on the smallest possible map, so you have some possibility of sneaking up on someone. So I would think elongation or midship or something like that, but probably elongation I think would be the best, because it's like the only way, man. You got to be able to get in super close range. So
yeah. Anyway,
pretty cool though.
Yeah.
All right, well, we got one called Incoming from Kobuki 91, and this game can only be played on coagulation. There's two teams. One team of two gets into two wraiths. The two wraiths go to the top of the cliff by boosting up the right side of the hill at the red base. Then everyone else drives around in Warthogs. No shooting in the Hogs. The Hogs must stay near the red base because they have to be in the Wraith's range. And it's fun when driving around with mortars dragging my keys. I gotta go pick them up. Link in the show notes to all rules for this game on BrokenThumbs.com, which he actually posted this on Broken Thumbs. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Legendary Bear by Kabuki91. Juggernaut's the bear. He's cloaked and can use a brute shot melee. The other's the hunters getting the warthogs and can only use shotguns to try and kill the bear. No turrets used. And once again, link to show notes. You know,
Broken Thumbs.
This one's from BrokenThumbs.com also.
Yeah, this is kind of weird because I guess he's talking about the bear has the brute shot slice. So I guess it's kind of like his claws or something. But it's kind of a stretch. But cool though.
Yeah, next custom game is D-Day from B-Ball Mike. The name of the game is D-Day. It's a Team Slayer game, red versus green, human weapons, no shields or time limit, and no score limit. The objective of the game is green team starts in the water, red team starts on the land. Green team storms the beach, trying to kill red and vice versa. It never ends. First team to take control of the beach wins. This can only be played on Zanzibar.
Only Zanzibar?
Only on Zanzibar.
But other places have water, I don't know. It'd be kind of have D-Day, kind of, at Beaver Creek.
Well.
Protect the creek!
Protect the creek!
We must protect the creek!
Is a you can call that, point mirrored. Of advantage!
Protect the small little area of water.
The oasis. Trickle of water, they win the war.
Protect the oasis.
Protect the puddle.
Don't let them splash us with the puddle. Okay. Go on to another one. We got one here called Runaway by Jet Pilot. And this is a fun custom game for Foundation. There's two teams and two warthogs. Let the opposing team try to get the hogs onto the circular part of the level via the lifts. And then let them drive around like crazy trying to splatter the other team. The other team, the splatteries, I think that's what he's trying to say. The splatteries, I don't know, I don't think that'll work in Scrabble. But they must try to board the hogs and turn the tables on these splatterers. So, enjoy. That sounds pretty cool, actually. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Just either try to splatter or be a splattery.
Or splatter tier.
Yeah. Splatter. Yeah. That too.
Hey, I'll take this one since it's by me.
By FTH. Feel. Yeah.
Feel the Thunder.
Which actually, people will ask me, why'd you call him FTH when you should be FTT? I'm like, no. Because, one, I messed up when I first said it. And two, because, feel thunder. Feel the thunder. You know, whenever you see someone, putting, you know, what's it called, anagrams, they don't give the a letter. So it's feel thunder.
Yeah, but how come you're... Oh, never
mind, dude. I'm just being offended now. Because,
well...
I don't know.
You're
making fun of me!
I'll start. It's a non-shooting King of the Hill game in which the object of the game, of course, is to have more time in the hill than the other team, but since there's no shooting, you have to push the enemies out of the hill. So it's a pushing match.
Nice. Sounds pretty fun, actually. Let's try that sometime. That sounds pretty fun.
It's probably fun with a lot of people.
Yeah, really. Just mass in the middle trying to push each other out. You could make a big wall of people and try to push their team around. Be cool. Alright, so that ends our custom games and brings us over to Tales from the Foxhole. And looks like Spellcheck's going to start us out here.
Mm-hmm. We got one here from Gunner5890. He says, oh, the summer me and a couple of my friends were playing Predator.
Predator.
Play Predator Marathons. you know, it's a custom game type Predator on every map. Almost every night. Every night. One time we were playing with a guy named B Jammin on Ivory Tower, and he hid near the sword in some bushes. It was very obvious that a person was there if you looked at the bushes, but for some reason, the Predator couldn't find him. Ran past about a billion times. And at one point, they're at Con having a conversation. So, you know, they call those bushes the B Jammin bushes. Woo!
Awesome. Yeah, he was like, going, what are you waiting for? You see me? Come on, kill me!
Or maybe they were just friends anyway. And having a conversation.
Could be.
Yeah,
he's bleeding. He's like, I ain't got time to bleed. You guys ever seen Predator, man? Come on.
I've seen part of it.
Dude, that was a great movie, man. You gotta go see it. It's so great.
I'm gonna go rent it.
The best part is like when Schwarzenegger like goes into this. He goes into this camp, right? Of like I don't know, a bunch of militants and stuff, and they're just like going killing everyone, and this guy like jumps out at him, and he's like next to this post in the center of this tent, and he just turns around and pulls this knife out of his belt and like chucks it at him, and it like goes through his chest and impales him, and then sticks him against this pole, this post, and he's like hanging off the ground, and Schwarzenegger goes, "Stick around." This is so awesome, dude.
Haven't seen it, so.
Apparently, I'm the only one that thinks that's funny, but that's okay.
I didn't see that either. Stick around. Okay. Jude Blaine says, when you send in tips, spend time making sure they are grammatically correct and spelled right. Yeah. The worst tip is, the more it will be changed, the worse your tip is. So, thanks, Podtacker crew, for all the hard work.
Thank
good
you.
Good tip. That's tip of the week right there.
Tip of the week.
Tip of the week, sending good tips.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Well, that leads us to our segments and voicemails for the week. So, we've got some good ones here.
Segments
so
and voicemails.
Let's get cracking.
Yeah. Word. So, yeah, if you kind of, you know, want to send us a segment of voicemail, let's call our number. This is 206-888-HALO. That's 206-888-4256. Or you can email us an MP3. Or some people choose to send AVE files or WAV files. You know, wherever you're going to send it. Send it in a nice format, please. Or a correct format.
Convertible format.
Yeah, a work withable format. You know, send us in a common format, not like FLAC or something. This console is going to mess us up. But send us in a good format. And, you know, just be good. Be good.
Yeah. We might just put you on the show if it's just keep it under 3 minutes. Don't tell us your life story. And, you know, send something good. We post actually a, like, when we're looking for tips for the map of the week, and when we announce map of the week, we usually post it somewhere around Wednesday or Thursday on podtacker.com. So if you guys actually want to submit tips that you hear on the show, you can do that as well by posting tips on there, or you can just send in your voice by calling the 206-888-HALO, or just send an MP3 to, you know, podtacker@gmail.com. Easy as that.
So plenty of ways to get to yourself on the show. Plenty. Plenty. Anyways, here. Just listen to these people who were lucky enough to actually get on the show. Can't top that kind of awesomeness. You can't do it. It's just, you can't.
Hey, this is Buzan Man.
And Oh My God, a Fish.
And here we have created a rap to show how much we like Pod Tyler.
Yep. So before we go into the rap,
I have a song by my friend DJ Cole, and he made it on his computer, and it's really awesome. It's called Kaisel. If you want to contact him, I don't know, for any reason, his AIM is DJ space CEOL. So yeah, here it is. Yeah, so that was Kaisel by DJ Cole. Hope you guys like it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. And so now we're going to do our rap.
Hopefully you like it.
Yeah, even though it kind of sucks. Okay, here's our rap. Lay it down, brother. Yeah. Oh, shit. Partacular! It owns so much, we got spell check. But that's not enough, we got FOMO Jive. And then one time, I heard that one Canadian guy, so spell check. He thinks he's cool, but maybe he's not because he goes to school. But I don't go to school, so maybe I'm a fool. I just sit with my mic, I'm a physicist, me Jewel. So FOMO Jive, he has us live. His gamer tech's the same, but spell check Slurpee 5. But don't ask me about spell check GT, because it might just be Slurpee 3. So here I am, handing the mic to my friend, and this is where my stormy comes to an end. Say,
Yeah.
Oh, it's so sad because the file messed up and that's all I heard. So send it again. We'll play the rest of it later. I promise.
Spectacular. It's Kai Nantakia. Just want to say, still loving the show. Man, I got a couple corrections to make.
Still loving your crazy
Number
name.
Number one, it's not Kai Nantakia. Number two, I'm not a kind of teriyaki. Number three, I'm not Kai Nantakia. And no alcoholic beverage, thank you. It's Kaina Tequila. Kaina Tequila. Anyway, yeah. Well, I have my own podcast going, generally electronics, search for on iTunes, but just wanted to submit a really cool game. It's, don't know how many hundreds of people have submitted it, but what it is, it's a Warthog Wars game, Double Action Derby. Settings are Overshield on. It's better for a longer game. And plasma pistol. So you can shoot the person and smack them. It's kind of cool. We have a place in time. Talk to you later.
What's up, Podsacular? It's Random Halo Player here. Just had a little comment about Daniel's song from episode 35. It's a great song, I think, but it kind of ripped it off Tenacious D, their song. F originally. It's a great song. And also, I just have a random tip about Gemini. If you're playing double team on offense, have your buddy or you, whoever's the better sniper, get the beam rifle and then head up on the ramp, on top of the ramp that goes up to the main area where the tree is, and sit there and snipe the enemy while the other person goes and gets the carbine and brute shot and goes through one of the teleporters and stand up on top of that platform raining brute shots down on the enemy, then grab the plasma pistol and take the combo with the plasma pistol and the carbine down and try to take out the other one, then you can get the flag and score. Normally this works pretty well. And then on defense, have someone get the shoddy and go out and wait near the sliding doors where the teleporter is, because they'll probably go through there and they'll probably bring the sniper through there, and then they can take out that sniper and then use that sniper to snipe them when they try to come up and get your flag another time. While the other guy goes to the sword and gets that and then goes to whichever one of the hallways you want to, trying to look for anyone going up to get the carbine and brute and then go up on top of the platform. But just do that right off the bat, and then if you don't find anybody, do that, go back to the center area and then hide behind one of the dividers that's around the circular wall and wait for them to come, and it usually works. Selfish. Thanks for guys for making a great show. Peace.
Hey Podtacular, this is Jublane. Just wanted to contribute to your Tales from the Foxholes segment, if I could. So I was hit up in matchmaking, got a Team Slayer BR, or excuse me, Human Slayer BR on Quag. where on the opposite team there's a guy named Leftover Pasta. So I was giving him a little bit of a hard time. I'm going to eat you, Leftover Pasta. So we went into the game, and I started looking for this guy. Well, I found him, and the whole time I'm hollering, I'm going to eat you, Leftover Pasta, I'm going to eat you. And I just pwned him, absolutely pwned him. And he quit. So there's three players left on their team, and then one of our players quit. And, well, moral of the story, we killed him. It was 40-1. You don't believe me, go on Bungie.net, look for Jublaine, J-U-Blaine, and look on my games. 40-1, Human Slayer BR on Coag. Amazing. I guess that's about it. Shout out to Spellcheck and Fumo Jive, cool guys, and who else? JBB, what up? And I guess that's about it. Keep on trucking frags, fragging trucks with frags and trucks in them. Later.
Hey guys, this is Marksman911 here. I had a custom game called SSABR, and it stands for Sword, Sniper, and Battle Rifle. And you start out with a sniper, and you have a secondary of sword and battle rifles on map. Well, rifles on map, I guess. You'll have a sniper in the end up. Just put rifles on map. And you have normal shields, you'll have camo on map, but no overshield. And the best place to play on is Lockout. It's a lot of fun with around 6 to 9 people, but if it gets more than like 10 or 11, then it gets really kind of boring. There's no team play unless you really want to. It's just free-for-all. And I just play with a lot of my friends. Grenades are also on map if you want to use those, I guess. I don't really care. But if you like grenades, then do that. And I play with some of my friends, and it ends up being a lot of fun. We're always screaming at each other, and we get, like, a snipe in the face, or we just, like, pull out a sword, beat the crap out of you with it, but it ends up being a lot of fun. See ya. Hey, guys, Marksman911 here again. Oh, I thought I should contribute to the stories from the Foxhole, or whatever, Fox something. I don't know if I got it right. It was on Lockout. It was earlier today, my friend, we were playing these guys 2-on-2 on Lockout, and it was just a normal Human Slayer, Team Slayer battle rifle, and he was trying to jump up on the sniper ledge to jump up from the normal spot where the plasma pistol is. There was a kid chasing the BR, and I was standing in his way, so if I didn't move, he'd like fall down or whatever. So I moved back a little bit, and his shield was down. He's like, move, I gotta get by. He's trying to jump over, and he jumps over, and I see the guy behind him with my sniper, and I freaking, like, blow the dude's head off through his legs. I shot the dude in the face, and it was, like, right through my partner's legs, and the guy was like, what the heck? What happened? I'm like, I have no clue. I think I just shot him through your legs. He's like, that's crazy. I was laughing, and it was unbelievable. It was a crazy snipe. And same level, same people and stuff. My friend, he was running around with the sword, and he jumped up to hit this kid in the face, and he comes down on him, and he hits him and everything, but I guess lagged because it didn't hurt him at all. You can hear, like, the ching of the sword and that stuff. And the guy is fine, he just looks at him, and he just sticks him right on the face, and the guy yells, blue screen! And they just both blow up, like, the two exploding barrels, and all their bodies fly everywhere. It was just so fun to watch. See ya. Hey guys, Marksman911 here. I was just gonna call. I'm very kinda like tired and shit, like just terrible right now, but I was listening to like episode 35, and I was wondering, why haven't you guys found the new website yet? It was right in front of your faces. There's like 23 members and there's like 1,000 some listeners. Holy crap. Dude, just think. Think for a second. And you just might find it if you're lucky.
Hey, this is Filthy Noob. Just wanted to leave my first voicemail tip for you guys. This is for Zanzibar, for CTF. My tip is called In the Bag. What you got to do is you got to creep up there and get the stealth as quickly as possible. Try to go through the rocks, be unseen, and just wait for that key moment when nobody is around or looking inside the base. What you got to do is jump down there, sweep up that flag, and stick it right in your pants, and just kind of creep out of there. Don't worry if anybody sees you. What you do is you just stand there, and they're not going to ask you, is that a flag in your pants? You just happy to see me? Just kind of creep away after that. Works every time. So hope that's useful for you guys. Catch you later. Filthy news. Wow!
What up, Podtacular guys? For everybody that doesn't know, this week was one of our favorite co-hosts' birthday. Fumo Jive. And I'm here to say, happy birthday, Fumo! With a little song by me. Hey, guys. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Fumo. Happy birthday to you. There you go. Happy birthday, Fumo. See you guys later. G. Lewis, signing out.
Happy birthday!
You have 937 messages. All of which are marked urgent.
And remember, if you want to get on, 206-888 Halo. Not that hard. Pretty easy.
Well, let's move on to some announcements. Looks like we've got a couple of them here. The first one was that Zanzas had called in and actually talked to me and pointed out that the super bouncing thing, well, it's not limited to PAL TVs. They can't do it. In fact, PAL TVs can super bounce. The people that cannot super bounce are people that have older TVs that run at 50 hertz. So I don't know exactly how all that works, but in any case, some people can't super bounce. So. You just want to correct on that.
Well, okay. Also, Custom Saturdays, you know, if you want to get involved in those, send a friend request to Saminator. S-A-M-A-N-A-T-O-R. Saminator.
Yeah. Trying to get a like on Saturdays, setting up custom games for the whole Podtacular crew to get involved in. So that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
What else we got, Phil?
Also have some shout-outs, too.
Yeah, we're up to some shout-outs.
Yeah.
So, let's all thank Freakinabox, our sound editor.
Ooh. Oh, thank you so much!
He rocks, dude. Yeah, so he's doing a great job. Also, we got a shout-out to www.grizzledgamers.com, which is a gamers podcast. Pretty cool show.
Yeah, they have a nice new website. It's really nice and new. And, nice.
Nice.
but more Feels nice good. Than new. Or actually a combination of both. Anyway. so shout out to them. And also shout out to All Things Media Podcast. You can check them out over at, you know. Just search Google for them, okay? I really don't know where you're going to get them. I actually have no clue. But, you know, just check them out. All Things Media. Search like podcast.net or something.
Yeah, there's a link in the show notes.
Yeah, do search podcast.net. Because that's where all the link in the show notes goes to. Podcast.net, search, all things media. So, yeah.
Yep.
You know, talk about media games, movies, consoles, PCs, Mac. Mac.
Oh, and don't even get me started, dude.
And they have fart jokes, so.
Yeah. Lots of fart jokes on All Things Media Podcast. So if you like farting, join in the fun.
Tisk, tisk.
Blade, Mason C2K just got married.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations, Mason.
Yay.
Best of luck to you.
Iron Muffin was his best man.
Oh, so well.
Congrats to those guys.
Iron Muffin. I played with him. The other day?
Yeah.
Both two cool people.
This is true.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Expanded Flame. who sent us a ton of cool fan art and the amazing Barbie horse adventure tip last week. Thank you.
That was a great tip, man. That's improved my game so much in Barbie Horse Adventure.
Oh, man. Oh, and also, I have one more shout-out. Shout-out to Fumo Jive, whose birthday was last week.
Yay!
Last Saturday, so. Happy birthday, Phil. Just wanted to say
old
that.
Old now, 30, man.
Man.
Dude.
You must hate dealing with all these young punks now.
Yeah, really, man. All you kids. Well, I'll keep playing, though.
Keep on. Whatever. Now you're too old to play, I guess.
I've been too old to play for like 5 years, man.
Alright, guys, well, remember, send in your tips, strategies, custom games, web resources, MP3 segments to podsacular@gmail.com.
Also call our voicemail line at 206-888-HALO.
Or, you know, 206-888-4256, because 4256 is what HALO stands for. And numeric code.
Thank you for the numeric translation and spell check.
No problem. It's like my password on a lot of... Oh, crap. Keep on trucking frag trucks with frags. Oh, crap. Bart has said too much.
Boat rush the maze, guys.
Yeah.
Right on. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm spell check, and I'm screwed.
And I'm Peel of Thunder.
All right, later.
Peel of Thunder, you there?
Yeah.
Say goodbye. Come on. People are listening.
Goodbye.
Thanks for having... Hey, check out Field Thunder's podcast, which is Game Talk. Tell them where they can hear it, Field Thunder.
Well, it's me and G. Lewis, and it's an overall gaming podcast, and not just Halo 2. So we're not fighting with Podtacular.
All right. And you get them over at gametalk.blogspot.com. Now we're really out of here. Gametalkpodcast.blogspot.com.
Yeah, because someone stole the other thing.
All right. So we're really leaving this time.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, people.
Keep trucking. Can't stop.
There's only one thing left to say.